at Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Southern FM News.
Good morning and welcome to the second half of Community Capers. I'm Pat Watson. I'll be with you for about the next 40 minutes or so, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the cities of Glenora and Stonnington, and then Pauline will be back with you after the break, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the Bayside area and Kingston. I wanted to tell you about a Mother's Day event happening this Saturday. It's a pop-up photo booth at the Winter Street Park in the city of Stonnington. You can celebrate Mother's Day by going along to the photo booth, having your photo taken with your mother, and you can create a cherished memory with mum and create a custom-designed card gift to give to your mum. And there's an opportunity to win $200 gift vouchers for selected businesses in the Glenferrie Road, Malvern shopping precinct. You do have to complete a survey to enter that competition for the vouchers. And there'll be live entertainment provided by the Funky Love Squad, street performers and stilt walkers, and there'll be lots of activities happening between 11 and 4, giving away free chocolates and great shopping in Glenferrie Road and Wattletree Road, Malvern. And there's about 500 businesses apparently in this area there, so go along to the pop-up photo booth just in time for Mother's Day. That's this Saturday and Sunday from 11 till 4. And it's the Winter Street Pop-Up Park in Winter Street, Malvern. You can have a look at Google for that to find out where it is. And the Glass Menagerie is being performed until the 11th of May by the Malvern Theatre Company. And it's a play, of course, by Tennessee Williams. And it's at the Malvern Community Arts Centre, and that one's at 29 Burke Road, East Malvern, and the tickets are $27 a person. That includes your program and coffee and tea during the interval. You can visit the Malvern Theatre Company website to book for that, or you can call, I'll give you the number, 1300 131 552. That's the Glass Menagerie being performed by the Malvern Theatre Company, as always. And David Bailey and Peter Pan is a production by the Melbourne Theatre Organ, which is a not-for-profit charity, and they present films accompanied by pipe organs. And this is happening on Sunday from 2 till 4:30. That's the Melbourne Theatre Organ, or company, I suppose you'd say, or organisation, Melbourne Theatre Organ. It's a charity, and the volunteers preserve and present pipe organs built in the 1920s. And this is happening at the Malvern Town Hall, which, of course, is on the corner of Glenferrie Road and High Street, Malvern. And it's the Peter Pan film is the 1924 version. It's J.M. Barrie's original stage play on film, and it will be accompanied by the visiting Queensland pianist David Bailey. So that's Sunday, the 5th of May, from 2 till 4:30 at the Malvern Town Hall. So you can book for that one online. There is a fee, of course. There is free admission for children. Here's Hayley Mary in One Last Drag.
It would be so cool if, when you're lonely and you were loaded, you could smoke a cigarette. You were frozen there, like a silhouette, and someone took a snap and maybe painted it. Like you were the only one with a cigarette. In the dark wind, on the balcony, like you were the only one who was against the world. You were the only one with a cigarette. You were frozen there, like a silhouette, and someone took a snap and maybe painted it. Like you were the only one, alone and sexy, I would disregard for the future. Like you were the only one, with a cigarette, you put the past in flames, and it suits you.
Hayley Mary in One Last Drag, an unusual song, The Last Cigarette. Funny one. Back to what's happening in the city of Stonington. It's 13 minutes past nine and it's Tuesday the 30th of April already, and it's only going to be 15 degrees today. So we're nearly into May already, can you believe it? I'm looking at what's happening all around Stonington, and there's a trivia night happening, but it's tomorrow night, so you will need to book for that smartly if you'd like to attend. It runs from 6:30 to 7:30, and it's at the PMI Victorian History Library, celebrating their 170 years in existence. That's quite remarkable, really, and the trivia night will be full of questions covering the library history and elements of Victoria's history like nature, sport, social history and more. There'll be something for everyone and there are prizes. But that is happening tomorrow night, so if you'd like to go along to that one. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 and it's the PMI Victorian History Library, which is 39 St Edmunds Road, Paran. And there's a book chat happening tomorrow from 11:30 till 12:30 at the Paran Square Library. And that's all about what you're reading, and you can hear what others have been reading. But if you can't go along to that, they now have a book. It's called Book Club at Your Place. And that's on Friday from 11 till 12. And you can attend that one via Zoom if you can't get along to the Paran Square Library for the book chat. You can have Book Club at Your Place. And this discussion this week is about the book The Bluffs by Kyle Perry, and that's an atmospheric thriller. So if you can't get along to the Paran Square Library for the book chat, you might like to join the book club at your place. And let me see what else is happening. The Sir Zalman Cowan Park Playground is opening this Saturday at 10 a.m. and that's in Glenferrie Road, Kooyong. And I think I mentioned that last week. There'll be all sorts of family fun things happening. There'll be giveaways, ice creams, lots of family fun and all welcome. And the library has lots of events happening. If you go to the Stonington website and have a look at the library section, you'll see an amazing array of events. There's story time on Wednesdays for littlies, rhyme time on Fridays at 10:30, also for littlies. And there's family stories of belonging happening, and this is a save the date for you. It's Saturday the 18th of May, and it's a conversation on families. You can hear from writers about their latest works on family stories of belongings. That's from 10 till 12 at Phoenix Park. And that will be hosted by the editor Ian C. and contributing authors Kath Moore and Alice Pung. And that will be hosted by Bruno Lettieri. So that's Family Stories of Belonging on the 18th of May. And then on Wednesday the 22nd of May, there's another session hosted by the author Tom, and it's called Should Have Been Higher, and it's all about a discussion of the Triple J Hottest 100 over the decades. You might be familiar with the Triple J Hottest 100, which takes place round about Australia Day in January each year. And it's quite an event for music lovers all around Australia, and there's lots of competition to see who can pick the top song of the year. So that's Wednesday the 22nd of May. So the other one, Stories of Belonging, is Saturday the 18th of May, and Should Have Been Higher is a discussion all about Triple J, the Hottest 100. And that's the 22nd of May from 6:30 to 7:30, and that's at the Greville, at Greville. Now, I'm not sure what Greville is. Phoenix Park is the Stories of Belonging. It might be the Greville Street Hub, but do look at the Stonington website to check that one. Here's Emma Donovan featuring Paul Kelly and Sing You Over.
Can I play you a song tonight? I wanna sing you over to the sweet by and by. We'll go through one more tune together. Can I play you a song? view. No, we'll be fine. Please stop fighting now. It's time to go, it's time. You've left me with more than I could ever know. And I'm so proud in this life that I called you mine. So can I play my song tonight? Play you a song tonight. Say he ain't heavy, he my brother. Let me sing all your worries away. You see the old ones, they're dancing and waiting patiently. Let me sing you.
Make a real difference in your community. Community Banks Hyatt and Sandringham believe in putting our communities first. By choosing community banking, you're helping fund local initiatives across education, sport, arts, culture, and community resilience. Switching to a community bank is easy. Visit Bendigo Bank's website and go to Community Banks Hyatt and Sandringham. You too can become a local community builder. Bendigo Bank, better bank, bigger impact. Proudly sponsored by Community Banks, Sandringham and Hyatt.
The traffic is heavy again, which is great news for business. So how do you drive more people to your door? Civic Outdoor's billboards, of course. Civic Outdoor are independent and local. We understand small business and know the best way to reach your audience in the local market. Call Civic Outdoor on 9830 0026 or explore our fantastic advertising solutions at civicoutdoor.com.au. Get outside.
Southern FM sponsor.
1 in 6 older Australians have experienced elder abuse.
It's hard living with Mum again after all these years. It'd be better for everyone if she just moved out.
I don't feel at home in my own place anymore. I don't want to live anywhere else. I wish she'd respect that.
How are your actions affecting the older people in your life? For free confidential information and support, call 1-800-ELDER-HELP. That's 1-800-353-374.
Mobile Master has been recycling mobiles for over 25 years, but there are still over 5 million broken mobiles in our homes. That's one for every 5 people in Australia. Join the nationwide challenge to recycle unused mobiles and go for zero. Recycle them the right way with Mobile Master. It's easy and good for our planet. Dig out your old mobiles and visit mobilemaster.com.au to recycle it today. Let's go for zero with Mobile Master.
A reminder that school zones are in operation between 8 and 9:30 a.m. and then again at 2:30 till 4. Thank you for keeping us safe.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Yes, you are listening to the sounds of the Bayside, and the program is Community Capers. I'm Pat Watson. I'm having a look now at what's happening in the city of Glenara. It's 23 minutes past nine. And the My Brother Jack Awards have opened. This is the writing competition which happens every year in the city of Glenara. It opened on the 22nd of April and the competition closes on Monday the 1st of July. And it's all about literary achievements of people who live, work or study in Glenara. You can be an emerging writer or you can be an established writer, but it's all about celebrating local talent and the stories that shape our community. So prizes are awarded for short stories and poetry in the categories of junior primary, secondary primary, that's odd, junior primary, secondary primary, junior secondary, senior secondary and open. Perhaps it means senior primary, not junior primary and senior primary, not secondary primary. So get writing. You can go to the Glenara website to have a look at further details about the competition. But as I say, it closes on the 1st of July. So get writing if you want to enter the competition. And there's an opportunity to meet the Mayor of Glenara, Anne Marie Cade. These are sort of pop-up sessions all around the city of Glenara, and this one is this Thursday from 11:30 till 12:30 at the Elstonwick Library, and the sessions are happening. They were happening all through April, and now they're happening in May. And it's a chance to go along and speak with the mayor, ask any questions, and provide feedback about any issue you might have in the city of Glenara. Could be anything to do with services, culture or recreation, anything that you want to have your say on. You don't have to book, you just turn up to the session that suits you. So that one's this Thursday, and I'm sure there'll be others throughout May, but this one's this Thursday from 11:30 till 12:30 at the Elstonwick Library, and that's at 4 Staniland Grove, Elstonwick. And there's a What If Wednesday business workshop. This is for resilience and preparedness. I mentioned this one last week, and it sounds like a good opportunity for businesses to learn all about preparing for disasters. And by that, I mean storms, power and telecommunication outages, things like that, cyber attacks or data breaches, that type of disaster. And that's next Wednesday, the 8th of May, from 5:30 till 7 at the Glenara Town Hall. You can book online for that one, but the most important one in these times for businesses, it's an opportunity to learn about preparedness for all these disasters that do seem to happen. Data breaches, cyber attacks, telecommunication outages. I think there was an outage last week or the week before. Can't remember which company it was, but it was a large company. I think it was down for several hours. So any businesses in the Glenara area, if you're looking to be prepared for disasters, I'd go along to this session Wednesday the 8th of May at the Glenara Town Hall. Light refreshments will be provided. You can book online via the Glenara website, glenara.vic.gov.au. And as usual, I'll mention the Bentley U3A, and I'm associated with that. That's my disclaimer each time. They're having Christmas in July at the Sky High Restaurant at Mount Dandenong. And that there is a cost for that one, of course. And they are planning a cruise later in the year to Kangaroo Island. No definite date for that one. And there's a short Dalesford getaway of 3 nights being planned for later in the year. Dates are yet to be decided for that one too. And also, as I mentioned the other week, they are looking to start a model railroaders club. And this is a different type of activity for the Bentley U3A. They plan to get the railroaders club set up in one of their current rooms, and they want to know if you're interested in joining the group. So you can give the office at the U3A a call. The number is 9570 3929. That's 9570 3929. And of course the Bentley U3A is situated at the Morley Community Village, 92 Bignall Road, Bentley. That's if you're interested in the Model Railroaders Club. And of course, don't forget to look at the Glenira website, the Glenira U3A website. They have a large variety of courses there too, and a lot of members in that group, so they're able to offer a wide variety of courses there. And of course, what's on at the Glenira Gallery, let me just find the details. I will just play Xavier Rudd for you and Follow the Sun while I find the details about the Confined 15 exhibition at the gallery. Is Xavier Rudd.
This day is done. Breathe, breathe in the air. Set your intentions. Dream with care. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Thank you.
So follow the sun, and which way the wind blows, when this day is done.
Xavier Rudd and Follow the Sun. The program you're listening to is Community Capers and the time is 26 minutes to 10. And I found the details about what's happening at the Glenara Gallery, and of course it's the Confined 15 exhibition, which is showcasing about around 400 artworks by about 380 artists, and they are Indigenous artists who are currently in or recently released from prisons across Victoria. I didn't get a chance to see this one last year, so I will try and get there. No, I won't get there because I'll be away overseas during that time. It's running till the 2nd of June and opens this Friday. The gallery has been closed for a month or so. I think they were doing a bit of work on the gallery. And anyway, as I say, it opens Friday, this Friday, till the 2nd of June, and it's at the Gallery 1, Glenara Gallery, on the corner of Glenara Road and Hawthorne Road. And there'll be a couple of Sunday sessions, a couple of sessions on one Sunday. Sunday the 12th of May, live music presented by the local artist Olivia Meg, and she blends elements of indie, folk and rock and calls herself Sad Girl Indie Folk Rock Artist. And that's reflecting her refusal to conform to norms and her dedication to authenticity. So her music offers candid and reflective lyrics that strike a chord with listeners. So there'll be two sessions for that, 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday the 12th of May, two 45-minute sessions at the Glenara Gallery. So keep that one in mind too. And I have mentioned a few times, if you'd like to run for council, there will be council elections in October this year. And you can find out lots more information by speaking to council officers, or you can visit the localgovernment.vic.gov.au website, Elections 2024. You don't have to live in the ward you nominate for. There are new wards, and they are called Bambara, Booran, Caulfield Park, Jasper, Mallinbool, Morley, Murrumbina, Orong and Wattle Grove. I didn't realise that they have changed the names of some of the wards in Glenara. Anyway, the Electoral Commission provides lots of advice and on eligibility, the nominations process and campaigning. I'm assuming that if you were nominating for council, you would be starting to campaign about now, probably. So go to that website if you are interested in standing for council this year. As I say, the elections will be in October. So it's localgovernment.vic.gov.au-elections. And the National Volunteer Week is happening from the 20th to the 26th of May. And the Bayside Community Emergency Relief, BCER, organisation is always needing donations. They are looking for new items, non-perishable food, mini toiletries, small-size school-age children's activities, pencil cases, etc. You can join their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/groups/BaysideCER. And also the U3A, of course, at Bentley is looking for volunteer tutors too. There's plenty of opportunities to volunteer in the city of Glenara. Just have a look around on the website, glenara.vic.gov.au. And see what's about, or you can go to Volunteering Victoria, their website, and plenty of opportunities all around the area if you have some spare time. There's lots of organisations looking for volunteers. Another one is community care. This is a volunteer program where volunteers visit seniors' homes on an ongoing basis. This is when locals visit. They can sit and chat or play board games, go out for a coffee, go out for dinner, or just have a cup of tea, go for a walk. This is called Sea Care. So you can go to the Glenara website to have a look at that one too. I'll play for you now Paul Dempsey and Morning Less, then we'll have a break, and Pauline will be back after the break, and I'll be back next week with you. Thank you for listening. Nice to have your company. And as I say, I'll be back next week. Here's Paul Dempsey and Morning Less.
Just give me something before I let my shadow know to show me.
The traffic is heavy again, which is great news for business. So how do you drive more people to your door? Civic Outdoors billboards, of course. Civic Outdoor are independent and local. We understand small business and know the best way to reach your audience in the local market. Call Civic Outdoor on 9830 0026 or explore our fantastic advertising solutions at civicoutdoor.com.au. Get outside.
Southern FM sponsor.
Most people are unaware that bad bacteria can grow quickly in food that's stored, prepped, or cooked incorrectly, and that can lead to food poisoning. To avoid bad bacteria, always make sure your hands and cooking utensils are clean. Keep raw meat and chicken away from food that won't be cooked. Run your fridge at or below 5 degrees Celsius and use a meat thermometer to ensure your meat's being cooked to at least 75 degrees Celsius. For more tips on keeping bad bacteria at bay, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
The Lab is a not-for-profit network of games and technology-themed social clubs for young people who identify as being on the autism spectrum. The Lab provides participants with a positive social environment while exploring their passion for games and technology. Lab sessions are supported by tech experience mentors. Discover if there are places available in your local area now. Visit us at thelab.org.au. That's thelab.org.au.
It's time to wake up.
Start your midweek with the Wednesday Wake Up with me, Katie Coy. Join me as I pair great music with your favorite morning cuppa every second Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Wednesday Wake Up with Katie Coy, only on 88.3 Southern FM. Waking up never sounded so good.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
And it's your local community radio station is 88.3 Southern FM. Thank you very much to Pat Watts for keeping us up to date with what's happening in the cities of Glenira and Stonington. I'm Pauline O'Brien, back to keep you up to date with just a few other little bits and pieces. And don't forget to always check local council websites. Loads of information there. And if you can't access it via the internet, get their telephone numbers and to ring. And if you have any queries, just give them a ring. Ask for their brochures to be sent out. Let's Talk Bayside comes out every couple of months. And Kingston News comes out every season. And the Glenira News comes out every month also. So check that out. Or just drop into their libraries. Go for a little stroll, or get in the car and pop into all their libraries. And as I said, loads of information there, and the librarians will help you considerably. But in the meantime, I wanted to mention what's happening on Saturday, the 11th of May, down there at the Sandy Beach Community Centre, which is at 2 Sims Street, Sandringham, and it's the Sandy Echo Expo. It's called Village Zero Sandringham. They're excited to welcome everybody to the inaugural Sandy Eco Expo called CSEE. Sandy Beach Community Centre, 12 to 4pm on Saturday the 11th of May. They're at 2 Sims Street, as I mentioned, 2 Sims Street, Sandringham. It's a great, fun and interesting day and educational, I would think. This will be... they're going to include information stands, repair workshops for bicycles, and lots more there. There's a garden produce swap area. You can bring your lemons, herbs, veggies, and fruit. A second-hand clothes market, a one-day-only collection of specific recyclables, screening of the Clean Bin movie, and many demonstrations and speakers and more. So here's what you can bring on the day and what they're collecting. There's mismatch containers and reusable cups, polystyrene for recycling, plastic lids with the symbols 2 and 4. There's milk, juice, Tetra Paks and soda lids. Any lids up to nappy sand lid size as long as clean and foam inserts are removed. Now, there's going to be some giveaways and prizes on the day. 5 free professional assessments of Bayside businesses with recommendations to improve energy efficiency and reduce costs worth $100 each. Wow. Now, 2 return workplace micro pools. There's a door prize, which is a fresh farm box, a painting to be auctioned. Lovely. Now, there's lots of great participants who'll be running stalls and stands and more, including Evitat, which is a web platform guiding smart, sustainable renovation decisions. Ladies Back on Your Bike, a cycling group for all levels of female cyclists. Up Apparel, textile recovery and recycling organisation. Green Moves, sustainability consulting company based in Bayside. Then the Sandhurst Primary School is there. All you need to know about Nurdles and a Hunt. That's an interesting one. Amma Local, it's a local farm produce to your doorstep service. Bayside Council, Village Zero, Bayside Climate Action Group, 3191 Beach Patrol, Garden World, Future Recycling, Styrocycle. It's a reducing expanded polystyrene waste sent to landfill, reducing to zero. Rethink Recycling, Sustainability and Building a Circular Economy, the Clean Bin Project movie. Is it possible to live completely waste-free? Then there's Dutch Cargo, light electric vehicles, bikes and cargo bikes as everyday transport. This is very interesting. You could find out a lot here. It might not, you know, attract everything for you, but you'll just find something. Little Renters, affordable, sustainable children's clothes, beyond the cycles of buying and selling. And then Bring Your Own Containers, helping communities embrace reusable containers. So, and there's lots more to come. So if you go to their website, which is Sandy Echo Expo, and click on that. Now, to express interest in being part of the Secondhand Room, please email alisonharding@meme.com. And for general information about the expo, please email Kate Stitfold, which is kate@villagezero.com.au. So C, which is the Sandy Echo Expo, is the result of community groups, Village Zero, Sandringham, Bayside Climate Action Group, 3191 Beach Patrol and the Sandy Beach Community Centre joining forces. Now, Village Zero has been working with Sandringham traders and the community since 2022, educating on avoidance and reduction of single-use packaging and introducing recycling initiatives in conjunction with the Sandy Beach Community Centre and the Bayside Council. So, it's a non-profit community organisation that works to reduce the impact of climate change and promote sustainability, and do that by creating and delivering information, facilitating action and influencing decision makers. So that's the BCC, Bayside Climate Action Group. 3191 Beach Patrol has been active in Sandringham for 10 years, and the volunteer group organises community cleanups of the beaches and foreshore areas. And in 2023, the group removed more than 400 kgs of litter, including more than 1,500 recyclable items. Changing Waste Patterns is a consultancy designed to assist businesses in changing their waste habits, effectively reducing the ongoing cost while enhancing their relationship with community environment. And that consultancy was founded in 2024 by Kate Stitfold, who is a founding member and volunteer at Village Zero Sandringham. So that's very interesting indeed. I'm sure there'll be something that will interest you. Saturday the 11th of May, 12 to 4pm, down there at the Sandy Beach Community Centre at number 2 Sims Street, Sandringham. It's the Sandy Echo Expo. So keep an eye out for that and put a date in your diary. And talking about picking up waste from the beach, here's Peter Sullivan, one of our presenters at 88.3 Southern FM, playing his composition, I should say, Sandy Beach Stroll. Thank you. Sandy Beach Stroll by Peter Sullivan, one of our presenters at 88.3 Southern FM. Played that because the Sandy Eco Expo is on Saturday the 11th of May down there at the Sandy Beach Community Centre, 2 Sims Street. So keep an eye out for that one. And don't forget, big coming up this week, starting on Thursday the 2nd of May, going through to Sunday the 5th of May, is the Cole Porter musical Kiss Me Kate. And that's at the Alexander Theatre in Clayton. And you can go to gsov.org.au. And that starts, that means Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria, gsov.org.au. For bookings, visit that website, gsov.org.au. And also, there's a big design market coming up in May. Another date for your diary. It's held at the exhibition buildings. It's going to be held over the weekend of the 24th to the 26th of May. And it's a great event. You just go in and roam around all these traders with their new products, etc. And so go to Big Design Market 2024 for the website and you get a lot more information. What else can I mention? Oh, yes, but now I heard Pat say before she's going to be away and I'm going to be away too for about 6 weeks. So we'll be back in about late May, early June. And don't forget, after the 10 o'clock news, it is Gaetana with Best Medicine. And what else can I mention? Ah, yes. Enjoy a night, a rock and roll night for charities coming up in June. It's for Canteen, the Kids Cancer Charity is Canteen. It's the Route 66 band. They'll be playing rock and roll, country rock and blues. It's on Saturday the 1st of June. It's at the Scout Hall, 24 Mons Parade, Noble Park. Doors open at 7:30. For bookings, here's the telephone numbers. And this is Robs, 0431 511 203 or 0431 511 203. Oh, I've given to me twice. Anyway, 0431 511 203. If you like a bit of rock and roll or country rock and roll, it's a fundraising night for charity, for the charity Canteen. So lots going on out there in our local and surrounding community. And don't forget to check all those council websites. Keep yourself up to date. If you can't access them, give them a ring if you've got a query or pop down to their libraries, as I've mentioned. So thanks for listening, both Pat and I. Pat's back next week for a while, but I won't be back for about 6 weeks. And always like to keep community radio. Back in June. Bye. Don't forget, after the 10 o'clock news, it's Gaetana with Best Medicine.
Someone sitting in the room right now, making up a song about how the world's gone crazy and no one seems to speak for me. Where can I tune into? Who hears music like I do? Is there even any use for a little bit of truth? Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community. Maybe it's been on your mind, this weather changing all the time. You got a mind for politics, but no time for all the bullshit. You'll never be on the TV news. Dear God, what outrageous views. Where else are you gonna go for a little bit of truth? Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community. Everyone starts out somewhere, unless you don't get a start. Everyone wants a chance, unless you don't have a heart. But we all pay our taxes, we can't ask for what we want. Well, let's keep community radio. Let's keep community radio. Someone's working hard real late, wondering how much they can take. Feeling tired and alone, a DJ says pick up the phone. You might win a special prize, some music to open your eyes. Call me now if you want to, for a little bit of truth. Community radio, that's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio. That's why we keep community radio.
Thanks, Pauline and Pat. Gaetana here. Best medicine after the news. I have got a jam-packed program for you, starting with the chairman of the Father Bob Maguire Foundation, then Professor Kimberly Dean about the Australian Mental Health Prize, and more. So please do stay with me here on your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Get in touch with Southern FM on 90886466. Text 0404 000 736 and find us online, southernfm.com.au.